coaching with Miss Sheila Zhao, a lady who describes herself as someone who takes pictures, a freelance photographer and former corporate PR specialist who's been taking pictures professionally for the past 4 years and has done some really, really inspiring work that explores identity and place. Sheila, I want to ask my first question is, what about identity comes out in photographs?
Ideally, I think any photographs, if you look at it, you should be able to tell a little bit about who the photographer is, because I think photography and camera is only a tool for whoever's taking the photograph to share with the larger audience what he or she is feeling. So, I mean, what about identity? Can you tell from a photograph? Well, ideally, you can tell who the photographer is by looking at their work.
Born and raised in Indiana, is that right?
Jordan? No, I was born in Beijing, and I grew up here for the first few years of my life. And then I moved to the States, and I spent the rest of my childhood growing up there. Went to university in the States, and after that, I came back to China. But in between, I came back to China a lot for summer visits.
Right. So the relationship with this place was always very strong?
Yeah, I spent a long time here.
Living in China affect your work?
From very logistical aspects. I mean, I ended up in China very much as a coincidence because, you know, I was supposed to come here for a 3 months long internship, and now 6 years later, all these series of events have just kept me here. But also from other, you know, logistical aspects, I think it's, you know, it's a lot cheaper living in Beijing than it is if I were to live somewhere in the States. In terms of other forms of identity, like I was saying before, I can't say that China is not influencing me. Of course it is, but I also see that as like a larger aspect of just living life. You can have the same experiences or similar experiences of just, you know, coming to age or learning about yourself really through any location.
Is there something inherently different about the way you see yourself as an Asian American in China versus an Asian American in the U.S.?
A little bit, but for me, it's also, I mean, I have a unique situation because I wasn't born in the States, and because I consistently came back to China when I was growing up. I'm a lot more local than maybe a Chinese American who was born in the States or in Canada and then just came back to China for the first time in their adult life. But definitely there are people who you can say are less Asian. Are less Asian than they are American.
Right. That's really interesting you point out the spectrum of that.
I mean, it's a very gray scale.
I attended a seminar that Sheila was hosting and presented this wonderful series of Asian women photographers in the region, and was so inspired by the photo scene, and you know, you were talking a lot about the talent that lives within the region. And so I was always just wondering, while listening to you, what inspired you originally to become a photographer?
I really hated my job. I really, really, I cannot stress enough, I really did not like my job. Of course, I don't regret what I did. I feel like my whole learning curve has been very dependent on the decisions I took. I learned that, this sounds very obvious, it's a fairly new revelation that you don't have to be a person who depends on photography to make a living in order to be a great photographer.
And what kind of photographer do you want to be?
Someone who's honest with themselves and who can, you know, really honestly portray to my audience who I am through my pictures. When they see my pictures, they understand a little bit of who I am.
By the themes that you choose, they're inherently political. You are documenting South Africans in the post-apartheid period, the Hong Kong pictures commemorating Tiananmen Square, documenting the state of Alzheimer's in China, and in your series called, what was it, Family Matters? and your opening line was about filial responsibility, and you know, it strikes such a chord for, you know, people who grew up in Chinese families and that kind of expectation, and really illuminating what those pressures or what that kind of culture might say. So inherently you're almost educating your audience who doesn't have your life experience, right?
Yeah, and that was also the nature of just photojournalism, or that was the nature of the track that I was on, because I was pursuing this path of photography where the aim is about educating the general public about underrepresented issues, retelling other people's stories. It's a great way of educating a lot of people who otherwise might not have access or might not even have knowledge to these happenings of other people around the world. I don't want to be a jaded creative person, you know, or a very jaded person living in China.
Yeah.
You know, I want to maintain the sense of, like, amazement I have with just the pure fact of being able to be alive and seeing, you know, having the opportunities of seeing what's going on around me and being amazed at what's going on around me and just being content with myself and being content with my work and feel like there's always this sense of progression. Because no matter how great a photograph you take, if it's always stagnant, then what's the point?
Integrity with what I dream. Everybody can check out Sheila's work at www.sheilajiao.com. That's www.sheilajiao.com.